This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. Did you realize, just by connecting the dots, that everything the left promotes is an affront to God? Now, to follow this podcast, you don't have to be someone who attends church. I don't attend church. I don't go to an organized religion organization of any kind, and yet I've always been very close to the divine, and I believe in God, and I believe in the divinity of life, and that's all that's required. If you believe that life is precious, then keep listening, because this will make perfect sense to you. I'm just going to use the term God to mean the creator of life for our cosmos, our universe, the ultimate life force in the universe. And everything that leftists are now promoting in society is really destroying life, and it is an affront to God. I mean, just start with the abortion industry, which, of course, has now expanded to the post-birth abortion activities. They are murdering infants. They've now legalized infanticide. Now, if you think about it, if you're God, and if you created life, and you created the cosmos, and you created humanity, and frankly, all the living organisms, all, you know, DNA, everything was created by the creator. How insulting would it be to your cosmos for someone to come along and say that murdering babies should be celebrated, which is what the left does? And many of these abortions, I don't mean to get too graphic here, but they have to work really hard. It's savage. It's a savage operation. You have to take the limbs off the fetuses, you know, one by one, as you're trying to pull the fetus out, the baby, you're ripping its limbs off. And this is an affront to God. It's abhorrent. It's savage. It's medical violence in the name of feminism and liberalism. But that's not the only affront. You also have now geoengineering, which is the determined pollution of the atmosphere by left-wing scientists who claim that carbon dioxide is an evil molecule, which is so absurd. I call CO2 the God molecule. It's the molecule of life for planet Earth. It's what every blade of grass needs CO2, every tree, every herb, every food crop plant, everything. The greening of the earth requires CO2. It's the God molecule. But the left has declared war on it because, of course, they declare war on life. Just like they want to murder human babies, they also want to murder the planet. And so they're polluting the atmosphere. This is what geoengineering is all about. It's a plan to pollute the atmosphere. It's really a terraforming operation to alter Earth's atmosphere and make it inhospitable to human life. On top of that, think about where the LGBT mafia has pushed things to now, where they are indoctrinating children to believe that they should maim their genitals and change their organs from male to female or female to male. They're using chemical castrators to alter children. The entire transgender movement is an affront to God. Transgenderism is a betrayal of the gift of embodiment of life. You are born as a male or a female, and God wants you to explore life and experience abundance and achievement and personal growth in the body that you were born with, not to try to alter that divine creation and pretend to be a woman when you're actually a man, or vice versa. Transgenderism is an affront to God. And yet, everywhere across society today, if you utter such a thing, you will be banned. You'll be banned on Facebook. You'll be banned from politics. You'll be banned on Google. Banned everywhere. Because you dared to say that men are men and women are women, and men and women are different, and there are only two genders. In fact, all across nature, there are only two genders when you're talking about mammalian species. You can go to primates, you can go to animals, you can go to, I mean, even marsupials for that matter. It's all male and female. There are not transgender dogs. There are not transgender chimpanzees. You know why? Because that doesn't continue the species. Giving birth to offspring requires males and females. That's the way we were designed. That's the way nature intended and God intended us to be. But moving on, everything the left believes in is an affront to God. The left believes in punishing achievement, punishing individuals for standing out. And that's why leftism now is it's an obedience cult. You're not allowed to have a different opinion, or you are ostracized, you are attacked, you are smeared and banned. Diversity of thought, which is something that God, of course, encourages. Diversity of thought is now banned by progressives. They don't want diversity of thought. They think it's evil. In fact, diversity of thought is now called being a Nazi or fascism. You have to have conformity of thought, according to the left. You have to believe exactly what they already believe. Any deviation from that conformist cult will get you attacked and smeared and completely separated from society. All of these things are affronts to God. Liberalism is about destroying humanity. It's about destroying the family. It's about destroying even genetics, all these genetics experiments that these left-wing scientists are doing to try to alter human babies and to try to live forever, or these transhumanists who think they're going to upload their souls to a machine. These are all affronts to God. Playing God with the seeds, genetic engineering of the food crops, is an affront to God. Poisoning the food supply with pesticides is an affront to God. All these things that the left believes in and pushes aggressively. Whole Foods is pro-GMO. Whole Foods fought against GMO labeling. Jeff Bezos, a Satanist, on Amazon sells satanic worship books that teach teenagers how to become Satanists and have entire chapters dedicated to animal sacrifice. So Jeff Bezos is profiting from books that teach animal sacrifice. So Jeff Bezos thinks that stringing up Fido and torturing your dog and drinking their blood or whatever all these animal Satanists do, Jeff Bezos thinks that's awesome, but he will ban books and movies that tell the truth about the dangers of vaccines. Why is that? Well, because vaccines are also satanic. Vaccines are part of this marking of children with the blood of other children. That's why there are aborted human fetal tissue cell ingredients used in common vaccines. Vaccination is a process of marking newborn children to be the property of Satan. And that's why the abortion industry and the vaccine industry work together. The abortion industry harvests organs, uses them to make more vaccines that are injected into other children who are then harmed by those vaccines so that they can live a life of pain and suffering that the evil forces of our cosmos feed off of. It's all this cycle of Satanism, and it's all pushed by the left. And if the child survives the vaccines and isn't aborted, then they want to indoctrinate that child into a pedophilia cult or LGBT transgenderism indoctrination, cause the child to maim their own genitals so that they can't really be a boy or a girl anymore. There's some kind of gender-confused cultural experiment by satanic leftists. And there are even more examples of this, but that's just so far. That's just some of what we've seen so far, because everything the left pushes is an affront to God. Even socialism and communism. That's why communism, one of the first things communism does is it bans Bibles, bans Christianity, because belief in God is the antithesis of communism. So stay informed on all this. Read my website, naturalnews.com, and hear more of my podcasts at healthrangerreport.com. There's a lot more coming. Pray for America. Pray for the world. Pray for life. I'll keep you informed. There's a lot more coming. Thanks for listening. Take care. Thank you for watching Counterthink. I want to remind you that my work is supported by the Health Ranger Store. HealthRangerStore.com, we are the only online retailer of foods, superfoods, and nutritional supplements that now conducts glyphosate testing in an ISO-accredited laboratory that we own, that I run. We test our products for glyphosate and certify them to be glyphosate tested. You can see the icons on our website. If you want clean food, check out HealthRangerStore.com.